and welcome to Root Causes, the PKI and Security podcast, where two industry veterans talk about matters PKI, including digital certificates, cryptography, trust models, roots, and things along those lines. I am Tim Callen, Senior Fellow at Sectigo, and I am joined by Jason Sirocco, CTO of IoT at Sectigo. How are you doing today, Jay?
Hey, Tim. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me again.
Great. So I get to pick the topic today, and the topic I have chosen is Kazakhstan.
It evokes images of the great game.
Yes, that's what you think about. Former Soviet Republic in the Middle East. You just told me that it has a population of about 18 million people, which is not a thing that I knew. And the reason Kazakhstan is something we're talking about today is an event has gone on or is going on that in my experience is unprecedented, which is we've seen a new weaponization of PKI by a government. And in particular, what's happened is the government of Kazakhstan is using the country's ISPs to pressure, force, I'm not sure quite what the right word is, let's say force the citizens of the country to install, to add trust for a local root that the government of Kazakhstan owns into their browsers.
I'm thinking of man in the middle attacks there, Tim. Mm.
That's absolutely right. So the way they're doing this is if you want to connect to the ISP, you're not going to be able to do it without this root. So people want to have the internet. So what are they going to do? They're going to install this root. Once they install this root, it enables widespread man in the middle of the attacks by the government on basically anybody who is using that ISP for internet access.
So many questions that come up here, Tim, just in terms of how they might do that. Perhaps the most obvious one is, have they asked the browsers to put this as a trusted root in the root store?
That was phase one. So in 2016, they went to the browsers and they said, hey, we're going to be a public CA. And here's our paperwork. And we're going to be a public CA. Put us in your root stores. And there was a lively community discussion and some investigation by the major browsers at the time, and it was chosen not to give them root store access. And much of the reason was what we just talked about, was a belief that it was not intended to be used in the spirit of a trusted root in a browser. And the browsers, of course, they own their browsers. They are allowed to, even though they have guidelines, they are allowed to choose not to give access if they so choose, if they deem that it's bad for their users and bad for the security of the internet as a whole. And that's what happened. So then everybody thought that episode was over. And I guess for a couple years it was. But now 3 years later, 2019, Kazakhstan's taking another run at it. And they've decided that they can just force the whole thing to happen on their end.
I'm thinking about how this would happen on a more targeted scale rather than a mass surveillance of a whole country scale. And if you were a bad guy, you wanted to sneak on somebody's communication, especially their web communication, you might convince or socially engineer the victim to download a certificate of your choice and then essentially act in the middle of the communication of what they think is their destination.
Heck yeah.
And the victim. And so therefore, you would essentially have your own SSL connection to the ultimate destination, perhaps a bank or a social media site or a site where people were sharing activist information, let's say.
Yeah.
And then if the victim is essentially connected to you with the certificate that you had previously convinced them to install into their root store, you essentially can look at all the communication because you have the keys to both sides.
Right. And it's incredibly insidious on many levels. One of which is there's no real good way that anybody would know that this was being done. So you can't sit and say, I'm not being man in the middle right now. You can never know that. You know, how is it expected that they're going to use it? The government of Kazakhstan is a dictatorship. And the widespread expectation is that this will be used to persecute their political enemies and human rights activists and media, right? Journalists and really anybody who is not working to the advantage of what the sitting government in control wants.
I think of activists almost first and foremost here, because they obviously need to communicate.
Yeah.
And they might have sites where they go to, you know, essentially social media sites for whatever the equivalent is for activists. And I'm sure that a government who wanted to sneak on its citizens would love to just partake in all that communication, even if that communication happens to be on a server in a different country. With this means, whoever it is in the government might be able to listen in on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly that's the desire. And even if they don't manage to successfully listen in on everybody, if they listen in on many people, that will still allow them to do a lot of harm. And, you know, I might be, let's say I'm completely buttoned up and I use a VPN and there's no way anyone's listening to me, but I'm trying to chat online with you. I don't know what you've done.
Right.
Right. And maybe they're hearing my conversation by watching your traffic.
You just stole exactly what I was going to say, Tim, is this just makes you want to, you know, run out and use your nearest VPN for all communications, because absolutely, goodness knows. But you're exactly right. The second half, whoever it is you're communicating with, might not be on VPN. So therefore, whatever you're saying is probably in the clear to someone else.
Yeah. And if you think about the real targets of this, right, the real targets of this is probably not steal your bank account login. It is probably find the people who are agitating for freedom so that we can imprison them. And in that regard, it's fundamentally person-to-person communication-based activity, and taking away their ability to use the internet just hamstrings them tremendously.
Mass surveillance is almost never... I want to say almost never.
Almost never benevolent.
Almost never benevolent. Almost never used for fraud. It might be used to try to catch actual bad guys, but I guess bad guys is defined by the government.
Right. It's what's your definition of a bad guy? The person who wants to vote for leaders instead of just keeping me in is a bad guy, and therefore let's go catch them. Yeah. So there is a lively discussion on the Mozilla board about this right now. And, you know, people are proposing alternatives and actions. And the trouble is they're all fraught with problems. It's not an easy solution. So you might say, well, why don't we just do a manual one-off distrust of this root, so that in our browser, the root is distrusted regardless what you do as an end user, right? And then the first response to that is, well, what if they just, then they'll go to a different browser. And then you go, okay, fine. Let's say we get all the major browsers to agree and all the major browsers do it. So that seems like a neat solution, right? Popular browsers, including Firefox and Chrome, are open sourced. So you just fork, just branch the code, take that out, stub that part out, and release that locally and call it Kazakh Fox. And by the way, if you don't use Kazakh Fox, you can't connect to the internet. Bang. Right. So it's not that easy. And then people talk about, well, you know, maybe it's better to have them using Kazakh Fox than Firefox, or maybe it isn't. Right. And so you get into all that real sort of difficult, thorny stuff. But one of the problems is there isn't an obvious, neat, clean solution for this that can be done on the browser side.
Tim, this is why I stick to the private trust side of the world. Because your public trust side of the world is just complicated as heck.
It gets political. It gets all kinds of crazy things. And here's another thing to understand. Like, there are lots of great reasons for a private root, for trust of a private root to be added to browsers. Like, I might want all of the browsers inside of my enterprise firewall to have trust so that I can have my own root and have my own pages on my root using my self-signed CA and have you be able to access them, but have it be secure and not in the clear and defended from attackers getting in and putting up their own false pages. Like, there's really good reasons to have this stuff. There are actually benevolent man in the middle mechanisms. Like, for instance, if I have a firewall and I need to be able to monitor data coming in and out to, you know, take out malware and prevent, you know, removal of data that's not supposed to leave my firewall, right? If I work for a company and part of what the firewall does is it makes sure that my W-2 information isn't being sent out, then that's actually good for me. That's benevolent. But how do you know when you're building a platform and you're building this technology, you can't build into the code, this can only be used for things that are good and not things that are evil. That's not a command you can write.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, there is absolutely legitimate reasons to have man in the middle. In fact, you know, our friends over at SonicWall, they have all kinds of reasons why they would want to decrypt communication going in and out for data loss prevention, checking for malware in communication. I mean, I think it's some of their statistics that tell us that a very large majority of bad things that are going on your network are actually within an encrypted stream. And so therefore, as a company, it's really important to be able to know what's going on. And therefore, they have tool sets to be able to do that. However, these are extremely well-engineered, extremely protected, extremely secure systems that are essentially a very, very good front door. And we've always talked about these front doors versus backdoor problems, Tim.
Right, exactly. So thankfully,
you know, a lot of the mechanisms that do the legitimate work are typically very, very well engineered, and they have to be exactly for the reason you just said.
Right. And most enterprises and most individuals, consumers and small businesses are prepared to trust that these large security vendors are getting their job right, are doing very well, and even though they do sometimes have a flaw or a zero day, that they have actually a very good track record. And I think that is almost all of the time a safe assumption. Not all the time, but almost all of the time. And certainly it's been a good working assumption, but now, you know, all those same mechanisms basically are being used by a crafty government in a way that nobody intended. And of course, one of the questions that comes up next, which is, well, if this works, do we think we're going to see other governments doing the exact same thing?
It's a possibility, isn't it? I mean, Kazakhstan starting it. Not surprising to see it come out of a non-Western government like this that has very different laws, obviously.
Yeah, and cultural tradition. But what about when it's Russia? What about when it's China?
Well, they already have their means. I mean, China with a very controlled internet overall, a great firewall of China, as it's called. Yeah. No, it's really interesting stuff, Tim. I tell you though, I think to wrap up the podcast, how about just a reminder to everyone, if you see a certificate, a warning come up on your browser that says, hey, do you want to install this certificate to move forward in whatever it is you're doing? Maybe you're checking out your great stuff on Etsy, you know, you're shopping, right. Who knows?
Yeah.
And you're just like, man, I want to buy that teacup. I'm just going to click on this thing so I can buy my teacup and get on with my life. If you see that warning pop up in your browser, that's there for good reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the only real scenario that I would say yes to that is if I was on a corporate intranet and it was the corporate trusted route. Other than that, if you're out in the world, if you're in the DMZ anywhere and you get asked that question, I am hard-pressed to think of the circumstances where the answer is yes.
So therefore, this is just my own self-interest here, Tim. Obviously, I'm biased in this case, but if that certificate, even if you are a legitimate director of IT and you have some reason to have somebody trust a certificate that you want to push out to the enterprise, doesn't it make sense to have that certificate ultimately rooted to a trusted third-party CA? Because at least that will be part of the messaging, right? In other words, if it roots to to something that's in the trust store already,
right?
Then, first of all, your employees are going to feel a lot more comfortable. Secondly, the whole process is a lot easier. When we first started talking about the subject, remember, CAB Forum, the browsers themselves, the decision was made not to allow Kazakhstan to have essentially a trusted third-party CA.
Yes, correct.
And so therefore, self-signed certificates are problematic because they may very well be, if you're being asked to download one and then put it into your trust store, it may very well be malicious. As a director of IT who's just trying to get their job done, keep that in mind when you're training your employees in your organization to download something. You're also training them to download things that may be malicious as well.
Yeah, I think you're totally right on that, Jay. You know, again, a lot of this these are legacies of a time when the level, the degree of IT savvy and the powerful PKI enterprise applications that exist today were not there. These basic concepts like add my own root, that goes back to 1995. Well, 1995 was a very different day. And nobody knew exactly how all this stuff was going to shape up. And there was a very real reason why your average Netscape user, who was a very technically savvy person, might choose to add roots. But that is not the world we're in anymore. And I'm not saying there aren't valid reasons for this functionality, because there are. But to your point, for almost all use cases, there is a better way. And why don't you use the better way instead?
Yeah, Tim, this almost makes me think that we might have to have a podcast or two on how did we get here?
Yeah.
Concepts such as certificate pinning that are used often in mobile applications. There's really good reasons why that exists and why that's a best practice. And a lot of people don't even talk about it or think about it much anymore, but these are vital things that it's the reason once in a while you and I are talking, I'll throw it in just as a reminder to people, because there was a Wild West day that was bad, and thankfully we've moved on from it, but it's easy to make mistakes.
Absolutely, and I do a lot of that too. Well, now remember, the reason we do this is because back in blah, 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 this is what happened, because a lot of that does govern. And one of the things that I always want to remind people about security is every old threat is potentially a new threat if we stop defending against it. So even the things that we think are solved become unsolved the day that our known solutions stop being used. And it is important to have that stuff. But in this case, I do agree with you. I think that a private CA is a much cleaner, or private CA on a public trusted route is just a much cleaner approach. And it solves a lot of problems, and it really is the thing to do. So Kazakhstan is going on in real time. We don't know how this is going to be resolved. We don't know what the browsers are going to do. All of these things are happening literally as we speak, and we will keep an eye on it. And if there are important, meaningful updates, you'll probably hear about them here on this podcast.
You'll hear about it from the two old graybeards who've been around.
Awesome. Yes, Gray. I'm proud of the gray in my beard. So thank you very much, Jay. Thank you for listening, folks. And of course, this has been Root Causes.